It's a rainy weekday morning at Connor Prairie, a living history museum in Fishers, Indiana. A small group of seniors inspect a series of different objects.
I heard the answer over there.
Interpretation manager Kelsey Van Voorst guides them through the exercise.
So it's called a wagon drag, a wagon brake, or a wagon lock.
You put it under the wheel.
This is the museum's first in a series of memory cafes.
I've already heard some wonderful stories about, I used this artifact, or I remember my grandmother had one of these.
As participants explore and discuss items in the collection, the process can strengthen remote memory. And this is part of a larger push to make spaces and people more dementia aware. Juana Mulcher and her daughter, Nancy Smith, explore the museum artifacts.
My mom has the early stages of dementia. Yeah, she's had that for a couple years, so.
I mean, it keeps you involved.
Yeah, right. This one keeps us involved.
She says it's good to get out, stay active.
Gives people an opportunity to better themselves.
Norman Burns is the museum's president.
It's really just getting back to putting human back in humankind. And I think museums can play a special role in that, in the way that we reach out to our audience.
Museums aren't the only organizations in Indiana on board with this dementia-friendly movement. Dustin Ziegler with Sequoia Aging and In-Home Solutions says it's long overdue.
People from all over have been coming out of the woodwork. When we look at some of these things, you know, what does a fire department have in common with a church or with a museum?
People. People who come into contact with people with dementia. Sequoia led the recent statewide launch of Dementia Friends Indiana, a global initiative developed by the Alzheimer's Society in the United Kingdom. The focus is to change the way we think, act, and talk about dementia. And Ziegler says that could mean a lot to many.
Whether that's somebody who actually has the disease or a family caregiver, that they're going to feel welcomed and comfortable to continue to go out and go to the grocery store or go to the bank or go to a restaurant because they know that, you know, nobody cares anymore that my husband repeats himself.
Organizations and individuals can sign up and take the online training that presents scenarios and offers changes you can make in your everyday life. Ziegler hopes it will have a clinical impact, too.
People who have the disease not wanting to talk about it, or they feel embarrassed about it, or denial, people not going to get a diagnosis.
Pat Healy was a geriatrician with the St. Vincent Center for Healthy Aging. He says people need to accept dementia as a disability.
If you've ever seen someone in a wheelchair go through a crowd, how the crowd parts. Everyone understands a physical disability. Unfortunately, I think there is a stigma associated, one, with mental health, and under that is dementia.
Healy says it's the most common disease he deals with.
It is as common as congestive heart failure. Someone doesn't obviously look sick when they have dementia, but they may be confused and they may be agitated.
He says dementia impacts the whole family unit, and caregivers will benefit from training as well.
Yeah, what I often tell families, you know, sometimes they'll have a little card and say, you know, sorry, Dad has dementia. And when you see that happen, the individual who gets the card just melts. They understand.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.